We all know the excitement of opening a present, don't we? The wrapping sometimes can be enticing, but you rip that paper off or get below the layers and you find out what the gift is, and it somehow is going to have some connection, some meaning. But it's only once the wrapping is taken away that you can really understand what that gift is and how it can be utilized in your life, right? I'll give a great real-life example. Many of you know I have a dog. 20 pounds, it looks like a little lamb, Tucker. He got a gift last night, a duck named Arnie, given to him by Deacon Justin. Well, let's just say he took to Arnie rather quickly. And if you got anywhere near him or looked at him while he had Arnie, well, let's just say it resembled a scene from The Exorcist. Putting him down for the night was another chore. He was rather obstinate. He was holding on to this new gift. This morning, Tucker and Arnie stayed in my bedroom while I showered. I was out of the room for 10 minutes. I came back in. Tucker wanted to explore this gift because he knew Arnie, there was more to Arnie than what you saw on the outside of that duck. There was a squeaky something inside. Rest in peace, Arnie. Arnie was all over my bedroom floor. And when I came out, I looked, and there was Tucker right in the middle of the carnage. But not a bad illustration for what Christmas is, without the carnage, mind you. God gives us a great gift. Now think about it. God loved humanity, the human race, so much that he came down and became one of us. Now think of it, on any given day, have you ever had the feeling that someone would want to take your place in life? On any given day, have you wanted to trade places with somebody else? You know, generally you might say, my life is really good. Or sometimes you might say, life isn't great right now. But look what Jesus did. He traded divinity to take on the cloak of humanity. He lowered himself, he leveled himself to us. That was his gift. Now, what was he saying in that gift? In a world that is so often under the shroud and the cloud of doubt, of despair, of despondency, of people wondering whether life is worth living, whether tomorrow has any hope, what did Jesus' actions say to us? He said, humanity is good. He took divinity, joined it to humanity, and elevated us. The theologian Joseph Pieper told us that until we come to the point of realizing that we are lovable, it is near impossible to love. It is good that you exist. Because when you think about it, how is it that God works in our world? I think we have a great misnomer when we use terms such as acts of God. Because when you say something like an act of God, it's usually attached to something that is destructive. An earthquake, a flood, a hurricane. No, you're an act of God. God willed you into existence, into being. And one thing that Jesus taught us is that each and every one of us is lovable and capable of loving. Each of us holds a purpose. And when we're baptized into Christ Jesus, we become one with Him in identity, that is, being called a son or a daughter of God. And each of us become one with Him in mission, meaning that we have a call as disciples, of people who follow the Lord and take up His gospel in our world, in being doers and proclaimers of His word. You think about it, when Jesus took on humanity, He took on our chaotic existence. He came into the world in a time that was so unsettling. He came among the Jewish people that knew what it was like to be ruled under the heel of the Roman Empire. They were despairing, they were despondent, they were crying out to God for a Messiah. They wanted a political solution. They wanted someone to lead the armies to drive out the Romans. And what they got instead was one who led the way in driving out sin, suffering, death. Jesus came leading a rescue mission, bringing humanity back to God by first bringing God into humanity. My dear friends, as we celebrate that quiet night that took place in Bethlehem, that was a present, a gift to humanity. And until we take away the layers and explore that not just as a moment in history that took place 2,000 years ago, but a moment in mystery that takes place every day in each and every one of our lives, where we find our meaning, where we find our purpose, where we cling to our identity as a son or a daughter of God, then we will be wandering around wondering, is life worth living? Are my doubts all there is? Do my failures define me? And the answer to that is absolutely not. We're defined first and foremost not by who we are, but whose we are. We belong to God. Each and every one of us, fearfully, wonderfully made, created in His image and likeness. The God who then came down and took on our image, our likeness, becoming like us in every way but sin. You see, we think of that as a silent and holy night. But make no mistake, that night was the moment when God stepped into our chaos. And each day, the Lord wants to accompany us in ours. Whatever turmoil, whatever stress, whatever doubt, whatever despair, whatever longing, we need not confront it alone. Because indeed, my friends, God visited His people, and God is present to His people. Today, we experience Him in the closest thing to face-to-face that we can in this world, as His word is proclaimed, and as He comes to us in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, divinity. We see Him, we receive Him, we become one with Him, and we're sent forth by Him. Indeed, it is good that you exist, because God has called you as His own. identified you as his son, as his daughter, as his disciple. Our challenge today, as we celebrate this Mass of Christ, this Christmas, is to take him to the table with our families, with our friends, with whomever you might spend even a portion of this day. It's good that you exist, because you can at the same time affirm someone else that it's good that they exist too, as a son, as a daughter, as a disciple. Amen.